Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
It sounds like he's going to the dentist.
Okay.
Ah! Now that's a growl.
Or as Sleewa would say, ah!
Bah! Bah!
It was a sheep. What is up, people? It is Friday, and you know what that means. We're on the verge of another quarantine weekend. Now, John, you were out driving today. We had a conference call. Did it have something to do with golf?
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I worked some time at the driving range in today, but I had to go down to Orange County. And I've always thought, and I still feel after that meeting today, that any meeting with more than five people is normally a waste of time.
I thought that was a good strong meeting today for Boss Betty Pants.
I thought you were offensively dressed. Other than that, I thought it was a good meeting.
I was wearing my new Rams hat. That's right.
You were wearing the new Ram head logo.
And then somehow, LZ Granderson was in front of a gigantic Carole Baskin head. I have no idea what was going on.
No, it's your Zoom background. You can make your Zoom background anything.
Oh, and he made it Carole Baskin?
By the way, we all made bets before you came on that if anyone was not going to be able to technologically figure out how to do anything, it would be you.
I can't effing figure out Zoom.
Well, literally, you click on the link and it delivers you to the meeting.
Didn't work that way. My computer's different than your computer. I have a different kind of computer where the link doesn't work. But I was last one in and first one out, which I was really happy about. Somehow Sliwa was like on a run. He was out jogging. I got like motion sick while watching Sliwa on the Zoom. Ah! It's my new favorite drop. Alan Sliwa with the growl. Ah! So any minute now, we're going to have Jeff Passan on. Jeff Passan from ESPN. And, of course, we are now, at least depending on who you listen to, it sounds like we're getting close to an actual plan where we could see a baseball season as soon as July. As soon as July, which would be incredible. First, it will definitely be the first sport back by all accounts. There's no real hard outline. I haven't even heard a good theory for how the NBA would come back right now. I think Adam Silver is just keeping everything close to the vest with a million different plans. But baseball has now floated out this idea that spring training could start early June. Opening day could be around July the 1st. We could have baseball by the 4th of July, which would be just incredible. And there are caveats, and I'm sure he will provide some right now.
Yeah, and one reason why I'm really excited to talk to Jeff Passan, who from ESPN, who's been all over this story. Really, Jeff has been the go-to guy on all things Major League Baseball and if and when and how they'll come back. And Jeff is nice enough to join us now. First of all, Jeff, how are you holding up?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. We're good. Good, and we're glad to have you. All right, so Jeff, here's my thing. I've been watching this KBO. This Korean baseball organization, and to me, it makes total sense. It's baseball without fans. And so I want to start with this question for you. Is it fool's gold for me to think that's exactly how MLB could do it? I mean, Korea seemed to handle the coronavirus in a more efficient way than the United States did, but still, this baseball that I'm watching on ESPN every night looks incredibly easy and efficient, and everybody seems to know what they're doing. I look at it and I say, okay, there it is. Let's play Major League Baseball. My guess is it's not that simple, is it?
Yeah, it helps when there are days where there are zero new cases in a country of 60 million people. And that's what South Korea has had recently. We have 30,000 new cases a day. So, unfortunately, as easy as they're making it look and as beautiful as the broadcast has been so far, it is a completely different climate in the United States than it is in South Korea. And whether you are on the side of people who believes that the country needs to reopen for the sake of the economy, or on the side who think that we should continue sheltering in place and waiting for some sort of a breakthrough, it doesn't really matter. I think we would all agree that the way the United States is right now brings more risk to people who are outside, and that Major League Baseball players and all of the people involved in putting on a baseball game will need to go outside and into this world if there is going to be baseball.
So, and yet there have been dates floated. This idea of early June spring training, July 1 or so opening day. There's something to all that, right?
Yeah, I there's a lot of optimism in certain areas of the sport right now. I think that MLB believes, and the owners and a lot of people at clubs believe, that there is not just going to be baseball this year, but that maybe July 1st is an optimistic date where everything has to go right. But in July, we're going to see the return of baseball this year. I think that is the general sentiment in the sport right now. There are others who are a little bit more skeptical because they are on the side of, okay, if some of these models are correct and, the mortality rate spikes and the death count every day is just this overwhelming, awful number, is there going to be somebody out there, whether it is a politician, whether it is a scientist, a doctor, somebody who says, hey, people, let's keep our eye on the prize right now. Baseball is really trivial compared to what's going on. And there's the distinct possibility that something like that could happen and derail the entire thing. If Anthony Fauci comes out and says we should not have baseball right now, I'm sorry, it's not the right time, then the public sentiment is going to turn very strongly, I would imagine, against the return of the game. So you need a lot of things to go right if you want baseball to come back. But right now, things are in position to go right.
Jeff Passan is with us. Jeff, best you can tell, and I read your most recent article, and there's, like you said, there's a lot of I wouldn't call them necessarily immovable objects, but they're definitely hurdles that baseball has to clear over. Is there one more than any other that you fear could derail it?
You know, I think that the biggest hurdle, and so let me go over them because I think they're important to understand to give the full context of what's going on. So, you know what, boys? Can I call you back? I actually have to grab this.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, call us back.
I'll call you back. I promise.
That's all right, man. So,
yeah, that's breaking news happening right in front of us.
Right.
But, you know, to me, Mace, the obvious one is a player test positive.
Right.
Okay, a player who was in a game that everybody else played in and test positive, and then it kind of sets you back to square one. But
or does it, by the way?
Right, and that's a question for Jeff. The other thing is, if, like, the Yankees play in New York,
right,
in the Bronx, they have an excellent team. Even though that they've set this up so the Yankees are going to be in a revamped division with probably, like, the Phillies and the Pirates, and the Orioles and Red Sox will still be there. The Mets will be in the Yankees division. I mean,
yep,
it'll be a whole bunch of teams that are really close to them. New York is really hard hit. You know, New York is ground zero. So do you want the Yankees, even in a stadium with no fans, playing in New York? What do you think?
Well, you know, I heard Jeff use the word trivial. And in the great scheme of the world, baseball and sports is certainly trivial. But in a world where we're being asked to stay at home, where even as the world starts to open up, we are still going to be expected to spend more time at home than usual. Isn't it important to give people something some form of entertainment, some pastime, something that they can do while they're spending more time at home. In other words, doesn't it provide a real public service? All sports, to give people a reason to stay home, for people to moderate their behavior. Isn't that one of the things that sports is going to potentially be giving us?
Right, but does any of that matter if New York is ground zero and everybody can't get a test, and that is, you know, it just seems, I don't know. I don't know.
Because I am choosing to believe that smarter minds and, you know, the baseball people, despite what went on with the Houston Astros and their penalties, they're smarter minds are involved in making these decisions than mine, and respectfully than ours collectively. And I think they've planned for these contingencies. I think they're planning for these contingencies. It may be that the Yankees and the Mets don't get to play in their home stadium. Maybe that's the one. Those are the two teams that don't get to play in their home stadiums. And is that so awful? No, it's not so awful. It's not perfect, but it's not so awful, right? Yeah, you're right. New York is in a different category. Although they've got declining cases and declining death rates, thank God, they still may not be in the same place that California is, or that Florida is, or that Texas is, or that anywhere else in the country is. So they're going to be, as we're going to find out, I think, through this opening up period, it's going to be different in different parts of the country. It's going to be different in different parts of the state. It's going to be different regionally. The Northeast is going to be different from the middle of the country. And there are going to be different rules that potentially apply. And are they all fair? No, but are we going to let perfection be the enemy of the good?
Well, you just asked the question that every restaurant and theater and business is asking, that is it worth completely shutting down our business, or do we take a chance? And that's, you know, like Mark Cuban said yesterday on the show, Mace, that was a pretty, I don't know, sobering soundbite.
It was. It absolutely was.
When he came out and said, well, isn't the question we're asking, who do you trust with your life?
Yeah.
You know, that's true. And like Jeff Passan said, there's, you know, zero COVID cases in a country of millions of people. That's why South Korea, I think, can boldly go forward when maybe we can't.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Zero cases. Wow. They locked it down
pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah, they got it locked down. Yeah. I just think in ultimately what we're finding is and I think what sports, the role sports can play in healing the country and pushing the country forward, is that you're asking people to stay home. You're asking people to moderate their behavior. You're asking them to be indoors more. Seniors in particular, even as things open up, seniors are going to be asked to be staying at home more, and, you know, will be wise to stay home more because they're in a high risk group. Doesn't it serve the broader good for there to be baseball games on, for there to be basketball games on, for there to be football games on? It's not just for attendance, and it's not just to generate revenue. It's to give people something to do, so as they moderate their behavior, they do have stuff.
It is, but at what price? I mean, it's a great question. The answer to all of that is yes, but there are absolutists that say, look, if anybody is in danger, we can't do it. Or if we're, you know, sports aren't important enough to put back out there if there's a chance of multiple people getting sick. And so that's a question you have to ask.
Well, I choose to take baseball's most optimistic view, and as Jeff said, we'll get him back.
Yeah.
Jeff's view is still that although there could be obstacles, this idea of baseball before the end of July is one that is real, and I'm going to cling to that. I'm going to cling to that.
Yeah, but remember, you in the beginning you know, in the, when we were first talking about this, you were an absolutist until I kind of talked you off the ledge. You said, if there's any risk, can't do it. Zero risk, can't do it. And there are still people that are in your old camp, that camp, that if there's any risk, why are we doing it?
Well, but the question is, any risk to who?
To the players, to the people working at the stadium, to anybody. Now, I say that there's going to be, there's inherent risk in getting up in the morning and going to the coffee shop. I mean, there's risk we take every day. It's just a matter of how much risk we want to take here.
But see, I think we're going to live with risk for the next few years.
Totally agree. And a lot of states are opening businesses just accepting that premise. That, you know what, we're going to get back to life because there's going to be risk no matter what we do. So here we go. Let's do it.
And
that's
why you see
some states going almost, quote unquote, back to normal and other states, you know, holding way back.
Right. Right. All right. We anticipate that we will get Jeff back. But just in case we don't, we will let you know that DeMarco Farr is going to join us as we break down the Rams schedule and the entire NFL schedule. And Louis Riddick is going to be with us also today. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah, we all know what ghosting is. Like, I do this a lot at parties and events where you say, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. And then you just slowly vanish. Just vanish from the party, vanish from the evening. Do you think that's what Jeff Passan has done with us? Has he just ghosted us?
No, I think that he got a text about they're making revisions to the Major League Baseball draft.
Okay.
Punch, didn't you say that since he hung up with us, he's already broken something on Twitter?
Yeah, just literally like 2 minutes ago.
Okay,
what did he break?
He didn't ghost
the draft stuff.
Yeah, it was the draft stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, I see it here. There will be only five rounds to the Major League Baseball draft, which is weird because there used to be 30 or 40.
Well, wasn't Mike Piazza a 62nd round draft pick?
Yeah, yeah.
So depending on how far back you want to go, it used to be way more than that.
It's true. It's true. So, yeah, they're making changes. So he didn't technically ghost us. You know what I'm worried about more than anything, John? Worried about more than anything.
What's that?
Right now. Murder Hornet. I am worried about the Murder Hornets that are now officially upon us. Are you nervous about the Murder Hornets?
Oh, God, no. You know, if it's your time, it's your time.
Have you looked at pictures of the Murder Hornet?
Yeah, they rip off the heads of the bees.
It's terrible.
And take their larvae and just get out of there. They're just like, their claws are like little... They're like Edward Scissorhands claws.
It's like what? But what's next? I mean, seriously. Now we got Murder Hornets. Where are we going from here? Where are we going from here after the Murder Hornets? I got a question for you. I'm going to just pull this right out of Fast Track because I like it. The Murder Hornets. A guy named Coyote Peterson. Do you know him?
I don't have the pleasure of knowing Mr. Coyote.
Host of the show Brave Wilderness dedicated one of his shows to feel the sting of Japan's notorious murder hornet firsthand. The scary hornet has a 3-inch wingspan, sounds like an Apache helicopter. He captured a huge hornet in one of the remote stretches of wilderness in Japan. Once then, he placed the hornet on his arm, and he let it bite him. He shouted in pain. Seconds later, got a wave of dizziness, searing pain. Large welt appeared on his arm. And this was what he did to generate ratings for his show. John, if you knew that we could be the number one rated show overall in Los Angeles, would you allow yourself to be bitten by a murder hornet?
Do we have our bonuses back? Because if we do, the answer is a resounding yes.
Absolutely.
Do you know what type of jackpot we would hit if we became the number one show in Los Angeles? Come on, man. We'd have dueling hornet bites. We'd be walking around. I'd put a hornet bite right on my friggin' forehead.
Huge welts all over our body with these bites. Absolutely.
You think Sliwa won't do a face tattoo? I'll show you a hornet bite right in the middle of my face.
Yeah, the pictures of them are scary, man. I mean, I got bit once by a brown recluse spider. Now, they're bad. They're bad, but they're nothing like this murder.
I once had a spider bite that I had to take antibiotics for like 2 weeks to get rid of.
I got one right in the middle of my forehead. I don't know if you're... was I working with you when I got the brown recluse spider bite right in the middle of my forehead, and it swelled up like crazy? I wore a big bandage over my forehead for a while.
As you might imagine, I'm in no position to comment on anyone else's
forehead. That's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was brutal. But these murder hornets look far worse. Look far worse and seem far scarier. But if it means being number one overall, beating all the classic hits and the KFIs and all those stations, I bite away.
Right.
Let's have it.
It'd become our trademark.
Yeah.
Willing to do anything. That's our billboard.
Yeah, that's been my slogan for much of my life, actually. Willing to do anything. Jeff Passan, we assume we'll hear back from. The Rams announced their schedule yesterday. It is it's a great opener. It'll be Sunday night, September the 14th. At SoFi Stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. By the way, I told you the line would move, John. The line moved. It's 2.5. 2.5.
Cowboys by 2.5?
Cowboys by 2.5.
I told you the Cowboys would be favored. You thought I was all crazy.
I still think it's early. I still think it's very, very early. Let's be honest. I've got you saw all the point spreads, right?
I did. Well, I just saw the ones you talked to me about yesterday. I haven't seen a list of the point spreads.
Eagles are -4 in week 2 against the Rams. That's in Philadelphia.
Sounds about right.
Week 3, the Rams are on the road again at Buffalo.
Let me guess.
Yep.
Buffalo +3.
Buffalo -3. You meant -3.
Yeah, Buffalo
-3. Okay, week 4. This is a really good one. This is the Rams at home now versus the New York Giants.
And there's already a spread in that game?
Yep, already a spread.
Rams 6.5.
Rams 6.5 is dead on the money.
Wow.
Week 5 at Washington.
Oh, man, they stink. Rams going back east for the third time already. Rams by 2.
Rams -5. Rams -5.
Okay.
I can't believe they've got lines up for everything. How about Rams Niners in week 6? This is at San Francisco.
Niners 7.5.
Frisco -6.5. So there you have at least a sampling of the point spreads. And by the way, there are point spreads out now for every single game the entire year. And you mentioned the opener yesterday. By the way, home teams are favored 64.8% of the time, so just about 65% of the time. 16 games are pick-ems. That's about 6% of the time. And week 7 is the only team where there are more road teams than home teams favored. So there's just a little bit about the schedule. I was looking at that very first week. Tampa at New Orleans. That is Tom Brady versus Drew Brees.
Okay,
Tampa at New Orleans.
Let me guess that one.
Yeah.
Saints by 4.
Saints by 5. You were right on.
I do not need lines. I can hand you. I could open my own sports book.
You are very good at this game. All right. Coming up next for you, we will break down the Rams schedule with DeMarco Farr, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. That's right. We are your afternoon show. What's up? It is a very, very sunny Friday. It's a good day to go for a walk. It's a good day to get outside, take the dog out, put your mask on, and head out. Actually, no, don't. Listen to us instead. What am I telling people to head out for?
Wait a minute. They can listen to us while they head out.
Oh, that's true. They can.
Yeah, you can take us anywhere you go.
DeMarco Farr is going to join us here in just a moment. Rams schedule came out yesterday. The NFL schedules came out yesterday. It's the most exciting thing that's happened in a while. By the way, I have been told in no uncertain terms to not call San Francisco Frisco anymore by Not Stepdad Leo.
Yeah, they hate it. I remember that was one of the very first things. All the guys I went to UCLA with were from the Bay Area, and they said nobody calls it Frisco. They hate that. So if you ever really want to annoy someone from the Bay Area, just call it Frisco.
Yeah, we've got Frisco in week 6. Week 6 and week 12. We've got Frisco.
The problem with you calling that particular team Frisco is that they're really good.
Yes, they are good. There's no question. They are good.
They may have all right. the last laugh.
By the way, it's Mother's Day this weekend, don't forget your mom. I guess they're offering curbside service for flowers and stuff at flower shops, which is nice. John, I think that we should both call our mothers today. What do you think?
Sure.
Let's call our moms.
Yeah, why not?
I like talking to Myrna. You like talking to Donna. We each like talking to our own moms, too. But I think it's a little bit more interesting when each of us talks to the other's mom.
Yes. Now, has Donna, I guess I could save this for her, but do you know the answer? Have Donna and Leo called off their trip to Ireland yet? Or are they still hopeful that they can go to the Notre Dame game, which I think was going to be at the end of August? As of now, Notre Dame has not called the game off. They are likely to.
Correct.
But do you know if Donna and Leo have decided to hell with it, or are they still holding out hope?
Donna and Leo are not hopeful that the trip will happen as planned.
Ah, that's no good.
Yeah, that's too bad. It's too bad. It was mom's first trip to Europe. It's going to be really exciting. We'll do that a little bit later on. Yeah, my mom and not stepdad Leo, we're going to go to Ireland. Leo's a Notre Dame fan. They were going to see Navy versus Notre Dame in Dublin, and it was going to be mom's first trip to Europe and all that stuff, and now chances are that's not happening. At the moment, we don't know even if the game is happening, let alone the fan trip to the game. So, what are you going to do? There's not much. I mean, I just woke up today. I'm like, it's just like one long day, isn't it? It's like one long day.
They all run together, but that's
although,
okay.
You know what's nice? We actually had a conference call today, and we were talking about when we might expect to get back to the studios.
Yeah, and it might be sooner than at least I was thinking.
Yeah, you know, sooner Amanda, than I was I thinking, mean, too.
Amanda said nothing is set in stone, but she said there's a possibility we could be back in the studios before the end of the month.
Never before have I missed being at work so much. Love being at work.
Yeah, I kind of like working from home.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's very convenient.
It's obviously it's very convenient, but I miss my work friends. I miss everybody I know from work.
You have no friends at work. You don't even know the names of the people you work with.
I miss the guys at the security desk and the girls at the coffee shop and Alyssa, who always looks at me side eye because I don't think she really likes me. She looks at me side eye.
I can see her side of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I miss those folks. I miss being out in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I was talking about taking up golf.
Now, which I think you should do. I think that's an excellent idea. The stories we would get from you playing golf.
Endless.
That would be fantastic. Really? DeMarco's not picking up? We're getting stiffed by DeMarco?
Man, we're like 0-2 today.
Yeah, that's a weird, you know, this is like the Rams against Tampa Bay last year. We're down four touchdowns.
We are getting skunked. All right, you know what I say? Thank you next. Who's next, Lindsay?
Press on.
Who's the next guest?
I think our next guest should be your guys' moms. I think that's a great idea to call your mom.
All right, let's try. Now, for some reason, even though both of our moms are quarantined, there's a high percentage chance that neither one of them will pick up.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, I know, is listening right now. I'm pretty sure she will pick up.
My mom, I know for a fact, is not listening right now. So, you know, she may be involved. She told me yesterday she has gotten involved in online internet bridge games with her friends.
Really?
And I said,
your mom does all the fancy stuff, bridge with the ladies.
Yeah, I said, so mom, do you Zoom so you can see each other? And she goes, oh God, we don't want to see each other. She goes, nobody looks good. We don't want to see each other. She said, we get on a conference call. We can talk to each other, but we don't Zoom. So, all right. So we can try that. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll try and call each of our moms.
Yeah. If we can't book our moms today, then we are
then
really
it's not
in
our
trouble.
Day. Then we just know we exhausted all our guest options.
Just wrap it up and go.
Then we're just
call
going.
It a day.
Yeah. No. We haven't taken any calls today. We haven't checked the hashtag Mason in Ireland. We haven't. Lindsay, are there any voicemails we haven't played?
Yeah, we haven't checked voicemails.
Yeah, no, we haven't played voicemails in a while.
We got tons of options. It's a you know what Friday.
Exactly. An F it Friday. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Hi, 710 ESPN, Mason in Ireland. What's going on? It's Friday. Come on, let's get in a good mood. Let's gear up. We got ghosted by Jeff Passan and then stiffed by DeMarco Farr. We decided, well, let's just call our moms because it's Mother's Day on Sunday. Why don't we call our moms and see how they're doing?
So Funch just picked up the phone and he called Mason's mom and she didn't pick up.
Straight to voicemail. And she's listening. I know for a fact she's listening. And then did he call your mom?
He says he's working on it. But that's the type of day it's been. We can't even get our moms on the phone.
Yeah. By the way, I did call my mom. Mom is now accepting phone calls.
She doesn't take numbers that she doesn't recognize.
She's screening.
She doesn't recognize.
She's
exactly.
Screening her calls.
Screening. Hey, so in that little bit of time that we did talk to Jeff Passan, that 2 or 3 minutes of glory, I was encouraged. The conversation, and feel like it does feel like there is so much smoke that we are going to get Major League Baseball before July is up. It does sound like baseball is moving quickly in that direction. And by the way the NFL is going right now, I think the NFL's they're like full steam ahead. They haven't let anything dissuade, and I'm sure they're talking to public health officials and all that stuff. But at the same time. They went through free agent season. They went through the NFL draft. They went through NFL schedule announcement. They seem like they are absolutely going to be on a trajectory to start the regular season on time.
I think it's too early to tell with football, but with baseball, you know, we're watching these games in Korea every night, and I think that when you watch them, you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, we can play baseball. And I think that's going to be kind of the political capital that baseball needs to get back on the field. You know, Mace, my mom had tickets. Her and her friend Dee had tickets to the Angels opener this year.
Ah, against the Astros. They were going to boo, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they were going to boo. But, well, I don't know. You can ask her. My mom is online. Myrna Ireland from beautiful Corona Del Mar. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Hi, boys.
Myrna, how are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Good. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. And to your mom, too.
How's it going down there? Now, I talked to my mom last night, and she told me that yesterday, Mace, she tried to do too much, and she was absolutely exhausted. She tried to do like 19 things during the day, and at 6:30 last night, Mom, you were ready to go to bed. How late did you stay up?
Oh, I started watching a movie, and that was the end of me. So I watched the movie, and then I went to bed.
Hallmark movie?
No, it wasn't a Hallmark. I've been watching some movies on Turner Classic Music, a movie station. And
yeah,
there's some really good old ones.
So what was the classic movie you were watching last night?
Oh, gosh, I've watched so many of them.
She gave me one last week, and it was Rock Hudson and Doris Day. That's how old the movie was.
Was that
No. It was
James Garner and Doris Day.
I
stand.
That was a good one. That was a very good movie. And then for a while, I watched Natalie Wood and Warren Beatty in one.
Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah, that's what it was. And then I watched Taxi Driver with De Niro.
What?
Boy, that is pretty.
Wait a minute. You watched
humor.
Taxi Driver?
It was just Taxi. Yeah.
No, that's not Taxi. Yeah, that's a big difference between Taxi Driver's like dark.
Taxi Driver.
No. It's this was just Taxi.
It's like Myrna. You looking at me?
These are really
looking at me?
Old movies. I'm not going to watch a dark movie. I'm a Hallmark girl.
Yeah, exactly. I knew when you said Taxi Driver, you had the wrong one.
And Myrna, are you back to 100%? You back to feeling like yourself?
No, not totally 100. I burn myself out, and then I get mad at myself because I do too much. I want to be back to where I was before. I haven't played any golf or done anything like that. I'm being a good girl and staying home.
Well, that's good. That's
now,
good.
Mom, are you excited that my family is coming down there for Mother's Day, or would you rather just have the place to yourself?
Are you bringing the dog?
We are not. I know you are not a fan of Reagan the dog, so it's Mother's Day.
I'm excited. I haven't seen you guys in 3 months.
I know. You've been holed up down there in these crazy times. But
I know. I'm excited that you're coming because I have a long list of things for you to do, John.
I figured you would.
Now, how often does your son call you, Myrna?
He calls pretty often. Lately, yeah. He's called almost every day, but no, he's been terrific.
Yeah.
Really been good.
That's nice. That's nice. And when do you expect to get back to luncheons and galas and all the stuff that you normally do?
I don't know. You tell me. When are they going to open this place up?
Yeah.
So, Mom, you go to church every Sunday. Is that still online? Is it just online,
yes,
or are they letting people
Zoom,
back in?
It's a Zoom thing that we do.
Okay. Okay.
How do they get the money?
Pardon me?
How
That's
do they get
question.
The money?
How do you guys, like, when you pass the plate in church and everybody donates money, how do you do that online?
Well, you don't do it. Well, I just send in a check.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's not a freebie.
The church still has to get
it's not
to
a freebie
income
service.
To keep functioning.
Of course yes. they do. Of course
you know, they got
to
pay for the lights and the all
and
that
the Zoom.
Stuff.
And
they
the Zoom now.
The Zoom.
Yeah, they
got to
pay for the Zoom.
Exactly.
All right, Mom. Well, since this was our last show before Mother... Hey, Mom, have you met Lindsay yet?
Who?
Lindsay.
She's
the
no.
She's the new Greg. She's the new Amanda.
Oh, no. I haven't met Lindsay.
Lindsay, meet Myrna.
Hi. It's nice to meet you, Myrna.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing with the boys?
I think I'm doing okay. What do you guys think?
Yeah, we think she's doing okay, Myrna. We think she's a keeper.
Yeah,
oh,
Mason.
Good. Oh, after good to meet you, Lindsay.
After
yeah,
one day,
too.
Mom, Mason texted me and said, "I don't think Lindsay's going to work out. She's not going to get it, and it's the end of the world." And now Mason likes Lindsay better than he likes Amanda. So there you go.
Oh, that's a big compliment, Lindsay.
I won him over.
Yep, won me over, exactly.
All right, Mom. I'm reconsidering bringing the dog now because I still want to change your mind about dogs, but I think I'll leave Reagan here. Most of all, I love you and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, honey.
Bye, Myrna. Happy Mother's Day.
And I love you too, Steve.
Okay, love
all right,
you, Myrna.
Bye, Mom.
All right, there's the great Myrna Ireland.
Very exciting.
Oh, your mom's adorable.
I love that she was watching Taxi Driver. She yeah, loved
She absolutely was not watching Taxi Driver.
Any show where
somebody gets killed, she's out. Although I got her to watch The Crown, and she really liked it on Netflix.
Nobody dies in The Crown, right?
Remember they had that horrible plague in England?
They did have a plague. That's true. They had a plague. Yeah, no, The Crown is good. The Crown is good. I like that show. I don't know much about those people. And by those people, I mean those royal people. Oh, wow. And joining us right now, exclusively, live from Palm Desert, California, Donna Mashonsky. Donna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Donna, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
I'm glad we tracked you down. Now, when we called the first time, when you didn't recognize the call, you were basically screening us, right?
Well, I have that robo thing, and it didn't even come through.
Oh, yeah. So, you've got the deal where if it's not in your contacts, it just goes straight to voicemail. That's a
yeah,
good thing.
So
that's a good thing
goodness.
For you guys.
My stepdad Leo was able to fix that.
Yep.
So it came through.
Well, he's definitely not your stepdad.
No, yours.
He's not my stepdad. So Donna, what's on the agenda today? What do you got going on?
Well, same old stuff. I'm listening to you and John right now.
Now, you listen to us on the smart speaker, right? You just say, Alexa, put on my son, Steve Mason, and Ireland happens to be with me, right?
Say that again?
You just say, hey, Alexa, put on Steve Mason. Is that what you do?
Yeah, no, we have to say 710 ESPN Los Angeles, or it won't work.
Yeah, I had to teach my mom that too, Donna. So, Donna, I was just asking Steve... Have you and Leo ruled out your Ireland trip yet, or are you still hanging on to hope that it might happen?
Well, we're still hanging on to hope, but we don't know. We'll see. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, we're going to go somewhere else, maybe Hawaii.
There you go. Like nice. That idea.
Now, it is really hot there right now, so you wouldn't normally be going outside anyway, would you?
No, it's 108 or 109 today.
Oh, jeez.
108 or
100. Too hot.
Now, you're still allowed to go to the pool, right?
Yeah, and I just found out that before today, only one person at a time could go.
Yep.
So I would get in my car and drive till I found one that didn't have anybody in it.
Right.
But today they opened them. You can, like, if family members can go in, and you can go if you stay 6 feet away from someone.
Oh, that's good.
But they're not letting you use the furniture.
Oh, right. You can't sit on the lawn.
That's probably smart.
Stuff. Yeah, no, that's a good plan. That's a good plan.
Yeah, so other than that, you can go in.
And we're going to come see you for, or we're coming to see you, or you're coming, we're coming to see you for Memorial Day, right? Did you get your COVID results?
Not yet.
No. How was your test?
How was it?
Yeah, how was
it? I mean, oh my gosh. Well, they stuck this thing down my throat, and I'm a gagger. So I can't stand it. And so I warned her. I said, she said, I have to stick this way down your throat. And I said, well, I'm going to warn you right now. I'm going to gag. Well, she said, do you want me to get the stick to hold your tongue down? And I said, no, I'll really gag then.
Right.
So I had a bag ready just in case. And, of course, I do not gag very gently.
Right, right.
I think I scared her half to death, but I didn't throw up, which was a good thing.
Excellent.
That's good. That's good. Now, are you, what are you and not stepdad Leo been watching on TV?
We've been watching Hollywood. I think we're done with that.
Yeah.
And The Sopranos, we're getting close to the end. I'm enjoying that. I don't want it to end. And
yeah, they've been watching The Sopranos, John. My mom had never seen it before.
Oh, it's excellent.
No.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Donna, have you ever seen Mad Men?
No.
That's your next one after The Sopranos. Would your mom like Mad Men, Mace?
Yeah, I think she would. It's from your period. It's like 1960s through 1970, like that kind of time frame.
It's about the advertising agencies in New York and how they came alive in the 60s and 70s, but it's very well done.
Your memory is still good enough to remember the 60s and the 70s, isn't it, Mom?
I don't find that very funny.
Oh, God.
That's a little
Donna, rude, Donna.
On Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah. Why should he change now?
Oh, I know. I still remember you're my son.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, that's the most important thing. The other two, forget about him. All right. Well, listen, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I'm sorry I won't get to see you now, but I will see you for Memorial Day weekend, and I love you.
I love you, and I love you too, John, and tell your mom I said hi and happy Mother's Day.
I will, Donna. Okay. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. All right. There's our schmaltzy Mother's Day. There's our moms.
I'm so happy that my mom still remembers the 60s and the 70s.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, normally what we did for years and years on Mother's Day was we made them play some dumb game. One year, Bergman's mom, do you remember that year Bergman made the game so hard that his mom did not have a chance?
That's right.
Jan Bergman was such a good sport about it.
Oh, what did you do, like pin the moms against each other in a game?
Yeah,
in a game.
It was like put 30 seconds on the clock, and it's however many you get in 30 seconds. And Greg made his guesses. It was like the birthday game. So we picked people that had birthdays in their months, and we played the birthday game with our moms. And Don and Myrna did about the same.
Yeah.
And Jan, I think she may have gotten one because Greg made it so hard. It's like you know how good I am at the birthday game. I got maybe two of Bergman's. It was
they were tough.
Somebody you've never heard of.
I felt so bad for Jan Bergman. She really that was terrible. That was terrible. But we love her, and for a long time she thought Fast Track was called Bobcat.
Yeah, she called.
What?
She called
what are you
Greg
and do Bobcat.
She called Greg. That I like that game Bobcat that you guys play.
That's
she
awesome.
Thought when Siri is saying fast track that, and then we changed it to Bobcat for a couple of months. We just had Siri say Bobcat. So that was good. But I hope I hope Greg had Jan on today. I don't know if he did or not.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I have made it official. I think that my Rams are going to go 11-5. John is a real downer. He says 10-6.
You know what?
Really,
I'm going to amend my 10-6.
Boy, you just don't stick to anything.
No, I'm going to amend it. You're not going to be happy. I'm going to amend it down. I think they're going to go 9-7. I think that they're going to lose a game that you and I both think they're going to win. You know, there's always one of those every year. Last year it was Tampa Bay.
Right.
I didn't account for that. I didn't account for the one game that you don't think they could possibly lose, and they lose it. But 9-7 would still get them into the playoffs.
Yes, it would. In this new playoff scenario, yeah, it would. You've seen the schedule. What do you think? I've got them 11-5. Ireland's got them 9-7. What do you see for the Rams? What do you see for the Raiders?
Okay, and also
7-7-10 ESPN.
And also Lewis Riddick coming up, right, Lindsay?
Yep, he's coming up at 4:00.
He's coming up next.
I'm not counting on any of these to work out.
That's a very good point. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I probably wrecked it.
We think Lewis Riddick is going to join us coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.